哈利路亚，奉主是圣名，我们高兴，我们一起来查考以弗所书。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are very glad to be studying the book of Ephesians today.
大家都很熟的了。
And these are passages that we are all very familiar with.
那就是一开始我们来看以弗所书。
So let's begin with the book of Ephesians.
如果我们要看一本，就是这一卷书。这 不大嘛，我们就先把它全部看一次，这样。
If we want to look at this book, because it's not very long, we can read it in its entirety first.
先开看从上看整个，就是先看整体嘛，一个 panorama 哈。
So, look at it from a panoramic point of view first, and see the entire picture.
然后来再进到里面看看。
And then you can go into the details to look at it.
再出来看看，这样就里面外面都可以知道。
And then you can step out and look at it again. Then you can see it from both inside and outside.
所以一般所讲的见树或是见林嘛，哈。
And
如果你从飞机上看，你会看到哇，一大片的树林。
That's why usually when you're on a plane, you can see that you see a whole sea of forests.
你们这边那个树林很多，到加州一看，突，这里。我从远远就是我是坐在那个走道嘛，那从窗户看去要降落，我以为是海啊，再看一下不是啊，是树。
And
我是讲真的，这特别啊。那加州那边要下去，怎么是黄黄的一大片啊
？In the East Coast, there's a lot more forest. When I was on the plane and we were about to land, I would look out the window and I thought it was the ocean, but it was actually a sea of forest because there's so many forests. But when I was, my plane was landing in California, it was just all yellow.
从上你只看一大整体的。
So when you see things from above, you can see the entire picture.
那接下来你下飞机之后再去树林走一走，就晓得是什么树嘛。
And after you get off the plane, you can go into the forest, and then you can see what type of trees are in the forest.
那我们看以弗所书。
But let's look at the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书所谓的监狱书信哈。
This is the letter that was written in prison.
也就是保罗在后期他已经被关了，至少是在那个使徒行传二十二章之后的事。
So this is something that occurred after Acts chapter 22, after Paul was imprisoned.
你看那个，如果你看那个加拉太书
，If you look at the book of Galatians，
都是帖撒罗尼迦前书
，or First Thessalonians，
这是前期的书啊。
We see that these were letters written in the former times.
大部分都是针对一个事件、一个主题、一个事情来写。
And these were letters written specifically for an event or a certain issue.
哥林多前书是有几个原因，第一个人家来报告。
And for 1 Corinthians, it was because someone had come to report to Paul.
再来他奉闻。
And then he also heard news.
再来是他们写信来问哈。
And then
他来回答这种问题。
And then the believers wrote questions to Paul, so he was responding to the questions.
那以弗所书呢？
But what about the book of Ephesians?
是后期的。
This was something written in the latter times.
你可以看到在这个以弗所书里面，但是它不是针对说人家问什么问题啊，而是把它到了年纪大了，把它的整个的所传的福音做一个。整体性的一个报道。
We see that he didn't write the letter of Ephesians to address any specific issue or questions people have asked him, but this was when he was older in age and he organized the gospel that he knew in its entirety.
我们看第一章第一节第二节。
Let's look at chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.
这是一个问安哈。
We see that he greets the believers.
那这些都是圣徒。
These are all saints.
以弗所的圣徒。
These are saints who are in Ephesus.
那为什么会是圣徒呢
？Why are they saints?
在基督里。
Because they are in Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里。所以这个整个以弗所书是以这个为主，在基督里哈。
So the entire book of Ephesus takes place in Christ Jesus.
那问安，前面问安，后面也问安嘛，哈。
So he greets them in the beginning and he greets them in the end.
你看第六章的二十三、二十四。
If you look at chapter 6, verses 23 and 24.
所以你看第一章第一到二节，第六章二十三、二十四。
In chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, and chapter 6, verses 23 to 24.
这是
like an L.
这是一种平行的对仗。
And we see that it is, we see a parallel. This is parallelism.
整个书它有一个结构。
We see this structure in the entire book.
因为他年纪到了这个时候，自动的就有一个形式啊。
Because by his age, at this point, automatically when he writes these things, he has a mode that he writes in.
啊，那你看第十五节哈。
And if you look at verse 15.
以下，然后呢，这是一个代祷。
Starting from chapter 1, verse 15, this is a prayer.
那十九节，六章十九节以下也是一样，它也是个。祈求代祷。
And if you look at chapter 6, verses 19 and onward, it is also a prayer.
十五节、十六节嘛。
And verses 15 and 16.
为你们不住的感谢神，祷告，提到你们，祈求。
He says in chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, that after I heard of your faith, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. So he's praying for them.
那一直祷告就是你到最后也可以吧，就是到二十三。
And it starts from verse 15, and you can say it ends in verse 23.
那就是基督论了哈，就是教会论。
And it talks about the doctrine of the church.
你可以看到这个是也是一样啊，这是问安。
So again, you see a parallel in the structure.In the first part, you see a parallel in the greeting, and the second part in the intercession.
还有一个 T. 对，还有 T. 好的 ，inter. 好。可以晓得，这一卷书是蛮对仗的。
So we see that there, we see this parallel in this entire book.
好，那你看从第一章的第三节哈。
So starting from chapter 1, verse 3.
事先如果你看过的时候，我们就这个是让你比较好记忆了哈。
And these are tools to help you remember it better.
从第三节。
Starting from verse 3.
一直到第四章
all the way until chapter 4.
到的第十四到第四章十六节
In chapter 4, verse 16.
都是在讲他所传的福音。
He is talking about the gospel that he preaches.
然后讲信徒所接受。
And he talks about what the believers have received.
有一个转折哈。
And then he has a turning point.
就是第四章。
And that is in chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
我们来念一下哈。
So let's read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. This I verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind.
这是我对不对？
哎，
对不对？
Here Paul says I.This I say.
然后再接下来就是你们怎么样？
And then he says, you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk.
在这中间呢是，且在主里切实的说。
And in between this, he says, and therefore, and testify in the Lord.
in the Lord， 也就在基督里。
Which means this is in Christ.
好，那从第四章。
And in chapter 4,
当然是十七节了哈，也是一样。
And also verse 17.
B 哈，一直到第六章。
The latter half of verse 17 all the way until chapter 6. Verse 17.
这里你可以看得到是讲救恩，讲教会。
In this passage, you see it's talking about salvation and the church.
也就讲真道真理。
So it is talking about the truth.
那有人说这是就是道理方面的，理论方面的。
So we see that this is the doctrine concerning the truth.
那这是实践。
Or the ethics.
接下来就是这个可以用很多时间讲了。
So we can spend a lot of time talking about this.
我们先从这里开始讲。
But let's start from here first.
来，我们来看一下第以弗所书
Ephesians
第二章，那第四章
Chapter 4
十七节下
Verse 17。
好，一开始说在主里啊。
We see in the beginning he says it's in the Lord.
你们行事啊。
That you should no longer walk.
哎，所以这是实践做出来的。
So this is talk about actually practicing it.
那第一个就是要分别，就是跟外邦的区别。
And the first thing to discern is not walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk.
这是个人的哈。
This is individually.
个人的。然后第二十一节，这穿新人。
And verse 21 talks about
穿上新人。
To put on the new man.
然后呢，这说个人的灵修，那不要给魔鬼留地步哦。
And it's talking about individual cultivation and not leaving a foothold for Satan.
啊，不要叫圣灵担忧。
To not grieve the Holy Spirit.
那凭信心做事哦，凭爱心哦。
And to walk in love.
那行在光明中。
To walk in light.
然后呢，要把时间要把它赎出来。
And to redeem the time.
这个是这个在基督里一个很重要的。
This is a very important thing in Christ.
时间，我们都有时间嘛。
Because we all have time.
我在加州遇到一个弟兄，一个他说：“哎呀，感谢神，到美国来就有美国时间。”
In California, I met a brother who says, "Thank God, I came to the United States, so I have the American time."
这个可能要背景才听得懂。
And you probably need a certain cultural background to get what he's saying.
他以前住台湾嘛。
Because before he was living in Taiwan.
那现在退休了。
But now that he is retired.
在台湾他很忙嘛。
And in Taiwan he's very busy.
那在台湾的人，有的人有一句话说，如果说我根本没时间，哪里有像你那么闲哈？闲的英言不带记住，就是什么美国时间，我才没有那么多美国时间。
And in Taiwan culture, there's a saying that if you're very busy, you often say, "I'm very busy. I'm not idle. I don't have that type of American time."
你们有没有美国时间？
Do all of you have American time?
我就不知道了。
I don't know.
那弟兄活得还蛮不错的。
But that brother is living quite well.
感谢主有美国时间，他美国时间做什么？
He says, "Thank the Lord, I have American time." And what does he use his American time?
服侍神，到教会来煮饭呐。
He uses
煮饭给我们吃，神学生就是了。
He uses it to serve God. He comes to the church and he cooks for all the TTP teachers and students.
你去非洲的话
，If you go to Africa,
你如果定时间哦，是 schedule
If you set a schedule，
现在都很习惯了。他们会问说，就是你的这个时间是 African time 还是 English time？
And they'll always ask you, are you using African time or English time？
不一样哦
，because they treat it differently。
哇，这么快二十年前了。
Probably around 20 years ago。
我那时候我第一次去也是憨憨，也听不懂啊。
The first time I went, I didn't understand what they were saying.
我说到 Africa 就 Africa time 嘛，对不对
？So I said,
保罗说去哪里就做那里的人呢
？I said, since I'm in Africa, I'll follow Africa time. Since Paul says, wherever you go, you should be that type of people.
他们说明天早祷几点
So they told us tomorrow morning prayer will be at a certain time.
他说啊，他们说啊七点呢。
So they said 7 a.m.
我说好啊。
I said okay.
啊，是 Africa time 哈。
It's 7 a.m. African time.
我不晓得那么严重啊。
And I didn't know how serious it was.
我们就七点约七点，我就六点多就六点五十啊，五十五就到了嘛。没有一个人，我想说等一下，我等到十点呐。
So since we agreed that it was 7 a.m., I arrived around 6:50 to make sure I'm on time. And I waited until 10 a.m. before people started coming.
好，这是 African time.
So that is what African time means.
以后你就知道了，他也没有骗你，他们就是这样子。
And they're not trying to deceive you. They just tell you that this is the way it is.
好，那我们呢？
So what about us?
这里一个很重要的那个时间的观念就是Redeemed.
There's a very important concept of time here. It says redeem the time.
Redeem 就是赎嘛，我们是被赎出来的人哦，要活在被赎的时间里面。
Redeem means since we are all people who are redeemed, we have to live in the time that is also redeemed.
好，我们这位弟兄是 Anak， 是不是？我讲错了。
And brother Anak is in the front.
他是一个礼拜之前被赎出来的。
He was redeemed
for 1 week.
三个礼拜。
Sorry.
He was redeemed 3 weeks ago.
一个礼拜前结婚了。
And married a week ago.
那你是灵魂被赎出来。
So your soul was redeemed.
好，先讲这样子哈。但是你还有一半没赎啊，身体还要被赎。
But there is a part of you that is not redeemed yet, and that is your body. Your body will still need to be redeemed.
那被赎出来的人要活在被赎的时间里面。
So people who are redeemed have to live in a time that is also redeemed.
这就是中文十六节所讲的，要爱惜光阴啊。十六节。
And so in the Chinese translation, in verse 16 it says, "Redeeming the time."
中文用爱惜也还 OK 啦，但是其实这是英文。是正确的翻译啊。
The Chinese translation says cherish the time, which is an okay translation, but the correct translation is the English that says redeeming the time.
那你那个活在数出来的时间里面呢
？So you live in the time that has been redeemed.
接下来就要过一个被数出来的生活了。
Then you need to live a life that has also been redeemed.
这个活出这样的一个生活呢，是接下来是不是你自己的、哦、
？And when you live this type of life, it is not a life that belongs to yourself.
在这之前是个人的灵修。
Before this, it is individual cultivation.
你若灵修很好。
If you cultivate yourself spiritual very well,
你会不像外邦人，你会穿上新人，不给魔鬼留地步，不会叫圣灵担忧，凭爱心行事。
You will not be like the Gentiles. You will put on the new man. You will not grieve the Holy Spirit. You will not leave a foothold for Satan, and you will walk in love.
你会做光明之子。
And you will be sons of light.
好，接下来数出来，活在数出来时间里面，时间跟时间，人跟人之间就有交通了。
But when you live in the time that is redeemed, when you live in this time, you will interact with other people.
这个是更难的。
And this is more difficult.
也不能说更难的，两个都难，就是。
Or it's not more difficult. Both are very difficult.
或是两个都容易啊。
Or we can also say both are easy.
在主里就容易。
Because in the Lord, this is easy.
如果你自己的话，一定不行。
But if you do it in by yourself, it is impossible.
在这里我们知道，就是真理也是在主里啊。
And this is what we know, because the truth is also in the Lord.
等一下我们会再看，我们是从后面再来看前面了。这个是实践的哈。
Later we'll talk about it, but we're starting from the back, and we're talking about the practical application first.
因为实践的先讲了，我自己也做没有很好嘛，所以有时候讲这个信你都会。虚虚的流汗
and we talk about,
求主怜悯、啊、但是在这里不讲不行、啊、只好自己勉励一下
I'll talk about the practice first but practice is more difficult and sometimes I don't fulfill all the things that I'm supposed to practice so we can only ask for God's mercy
我们看21节、啊、
so let's look at verse 21
等一下我们还会可能如果有时间再回来、啊、没有的话我们、哦、
If we have time, we can come back to this later.
那二十一节
Verse 21
常存敬畏基督的心、
Submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord,、fear of God.
那彼此顺服
Submitting to one another.
这是彼此的啦
It says to one another.、
不是一直要求对方
So it's not asking other people to do something.
常常会发生问题都是说、哎、你怎么样你怎么他怎么没有对我好啊怎么来到教会没有感觉温暖啊
Oftentimes if there's interpersonal issues, it's often we would say the other person didn't treat us well when we come to church or the other person didn't let us feel that church is warm.
怎么、教会没做这个没做那个啊
Or that the church didn't do this or that.
谁又这样这样这样、啊、很少说哎呀 我好像不太好我、少了一点爱好像、嗯、
And so and so didn't do these things But very seldom do we、say ourselves that、I am lacking in something I lack love
这个是道德实践 Ethic 最后是彼此的
So we see that when it talks about ethics The final thing it talks about is、one another
爱最高的在圣经里面
In the Bible, the highest love
最后的是彼此相爱
is to love one another、
嗯、这是最难的
This is the most difficult
你爱人如果他不爱你也没有办法彼此相爱
Because if you love someone and they don't love you back then you can't love one another
主耶稣爱犹大嘛对不对
Because Lord Jesus loved Judas
犹大根本就没有爱啊怎么爱彼此相爱就连耶稣也犹大再也做不了彼此相爱
But Judas didn't love Jesus So even though Jesus loved Judas But because Judas didn't love Jesus back Jesus couldn't love one another here
犹大出去了
And Judas went out
耶稣才给新命令、哦、
It's after Judas went out That Jesus gave the new commandment
彼此相爱是没有犹大的团体
To love one another is in a group without Judas.
犹大在没有办法，你不要你在、有一句话说，你割肉给人家吃，人家还嫌腥味重啊。
When Judas is in the group, they couldn't love one another. And there's a Chinese saying that even if you carve meat for someone else, they'll say that the meat has a stench.
这怎么彼此相爱？
So how do you love one another?
不在基督里嘛。
Because it is not in Christ.
啊，这个不是用嘴巴讲，真的要在基督里。这个，啊、
But this is something that we don't simply say with words, but we truly are in Christ.
那在基督要表现在哪里
？So in Christ, how should we act? Where should we act?
第一个夫妻。
First of all, we see this in、
husband
and wife.
二十三节，你不要想太难，在你家。
We don't have to think too far. This begins from our home.
常常敌人是你家里的人。
Because often, our enemies are the people in our own homes.
你的兄弟。
Our siblings.
你如果兄弟都合不来的，你说你在教会里面有多爱这个？
If you can't even get along,
想想就是。
If you can't get along with your own siblings, you can't come to church and say you love other members so much.
你跟你的太太都不合了。
Or if you don't get along with your own wife,
跟你的兄弟，跟你的父母。
If you don't get along with your siblings, your parents, your relatives,
这都很重要的。
These are all very important. 但这里是
从夫妻开始了哈。
But here it starts from husband and wife.
在主里啊。
In the Lord.
以耶稣基督为中心、哦、
With Jesus Christ as the center.
好，再来呢
And then,
夫妻之后就是儿女啦，父母跟儿女。
After husband and wife, it talks about parents and children.
你看六章一节哈。
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 1.
你们做儿女的，不是看那个什么什么国家的法律啦，哦，我几岁就怎么样啦，或是看什么教育法则啦，在主里啊。
We see here says children, obey your parents in the Lord. It doesn't say
in the Lord 都在主里。
It's all in the Lord. It doesn't say obey your parents according to the law of the land or according to some tradition.
那父母对儿女也一样。
And parents treat children in the same way.
这个儿女不是你的，不是你拥有的，好像你这一只狗、一只猫、一只那个一个车子一样。
your children are not things in your possession, like your cats and dogs or your car.
是一个神的一个托付。
But they are entrusted to you by God.
要教训，要警戒，要养育。
So you have to train them, you have to bring them up, and admonish them.
三样，但是呢，在主里。
But to do these three things, and it says, in the Lord.
对不对？都是在主里。
So all of this is in the Lord.
好，第五节之后，六章五节。
And starting from chapter 6, verse 5.
你跟人家打工，或是你请人。
If you are working for someone, or you are employing someone.
在主里。
This is in the Lord.
那最后呢？
And then finally,
打属灵的征战。
In the spiritual battle,
靠着主,
that relying by the Lord,
都是在主里。
So all of this is in the Lord.
好，这是道德实践方面。
So this is how to practice the ethics.
好，那完了之后，来，我们来看前面的前半段。
So after we finish the section, let's go back to the front.
前半段的，它的主轴重点就是，做一个整体的整体观的，就是从三节到十四节。
If we go back to the first half, starting from chapter 1, verses 3 to 14, it gives us a very holistic view, a view of the entire teachings.
来，那这几节大家先看一次哈。
So let's read these verses once.
那你在看这个的时候，第一个你从时间来看。
So when you're looking at this passage, first you want to look at it from the standpoint of time.
你看看 time 是怎么样的 time.
So what about time here?
然后呢，再来那个地点。
And then the location or the space.
好，那这是大项。
This is from the larger, the general direction.
好，那你看。在这个叙述的时候，有没有重复的
？And when you're looking at this passage, is anything repeated?
Repetition 是有没有这个字、啊？
对 ，repetition。
Repetition。
对。
R E
P E P E E T I T I O N。
有没有？
Are there any? Is there repetition here?
先用这三个你自己先念一次，这样比较快嘛。
So with these three things in mind, we can read this passage really quickly to ourselves.
给你几分钟。
So we'll give everyone a couple minutes.
那看完之后，就我们从因为杜张老不在嘛，所以比较年纪大的先问。
And after we finish reading, because Elder Du isn't here, so we'll start from the eldest.
不是问了，就请他们来发表一下。
We'll ask the most elder members to share first.
还是从年轻的。
Or we can begin from the younger members first.
大家看过了哈。
So, everyone had an opportunity to read this passage.
来，我们在这个之前，先再把刚刚所讲的，我们再有一个整体性的一个观念。
So, before we continue, we can look at all the things we just discussed and look at it from a bigger picture.
我们是在谈以弗所书。
We're talking about the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书是一个整体完全的，对救恩本身，就是救赎一个完整的，好像一个图一样。
The book of Ephesians is like a complete picture of salvation, of redemption.
从保罗的角度来看，他是问安、祝福跟代祷。
From Paul's point of view, he greets, he intercedes, and prays.
前后都是一样。
In the beginning and the end, it's
the
same.
问安祝福。
He greets them, and then he blesses them, and he
替他们祷告。
And he intercedes for them.
好，那整卷书分成两大部分。
And the entire book is divided into two main sections.
一部分是讲真理的。
One section talks about the truth.
那真理接下来要实践。
And after he talks about the truth, he talks about practice.
就是道德的实践。
And that is how do we practice these ethics?
全整书有六章。
And the entire book has six chapters.
四章的第十五七节，这是一个转折点。
And starting at chapter 4, verse 17, this is the turning point.
这两个转，其实所谓转折就是从道理到实践，但是呢，转折不是地方的转折，因为都是在主里。
And when we say turning point, it is not a turning point in the location, because this is all in the Lord, but this is a turning point from going from the teachings to the application and practice.
你从领受神的恩。
From receiving the grace of God.
那要跟这个恩相称，就是要做。
And you want to be worthy of the grace, so you must go and practice.
都是在主里。
So this is all in the Lord.
恩典从在主里发生。
The grace occurs in the Lord.
行道也在主里。
And practicing the word is also in the Lord.
好，那我们现在从前半来看。
So let's look at the first half.
那我们先把它做整体的来看哈。
So let's look at it in its entirety.
谢谢你们了，都是干净的黑板。来，我们看第一章的第三节。
So let's look at chapter 1, verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ?
Heavenly
places. So it's talking about every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
Heavenly places.
Places.
Heavenly.
Every spiritual blessing in this heavenly places. That places is 加进去。
Okay. Heavenly places 这样也可以了哈。
对，也可以。Spiritual blessing.
Spiritual blessing 好了，就将就嘛哈，反正。
So referring to spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
那，所以这个前半就是天上的福气了。
So the first half is talking about the blessings from above.
那后半就是你在世上所行出来的行为。
So the latter half talks about your actions that you practice in the world.
这两个是要连起来的。
And these two things have to be connected.
那开始来讲呢，天上各样属灵福气是什么呢？
So then he begins talking about what are these every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. So starting from verse 4, he says, just as. And then he starts to count.
天上属灵福气排，不能说排行，就是最先列出来的就是。
And it's not really a ranking, but the first thing he lists.
神在创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们。
That he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
这是创立世界以前。
This is before the foundation of the world.
我们先来想。
So let's think about this.
这里是创立世界。
If this is the foundation of the world.
在这个创立世界以前。
Before the foundation of the world.然后再写个一。
啊，这个是什么？
啊 ，foundation。
整个的，如果把它有一个啊，创立世界。
So the foundation of the world。
我们稍微有一提一下哈。是在创世哈，我们看启示录第一章第一节。
So when we mention this, creation is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
是。在因 ，OK， 在起初里面哈。
It is in the beginning.
我们把它放大了哈。
So let's magnify this.
这 the beginning 是一个 term.
So the beginning is used as a term here.
这是一个介词哈，在 beginning 里面。
So this creation takes place in the beginning.
啊。
Okay.
在 beginning 里面，神创造天地。
So in the time span of the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
So, 稍微提起，这个 beginning 就不能把它算是一点了。
So you can't treat the beginning as a single point in time.
如果只是一点的话，就如果以我们头脑能够想的那个平面几何哈，一点就是一点是不占空间的。一点里面不能有东西啊！你点无数的点，一直加也是点啊。
Because from a human understanding, if we say it's just a single point in time, a single point cannot have any time within it, and no matter how many points, nothing can take place within the points of time.
你加上无穷的点，也不可以等于线。但是也是不能这样说就是了。你多少点，这个无穷很难讲的。
And
even if 在座的应该数学家很多。
Maybe there's a lot of mathematicians, so I won't try to explain how eternity equates to how many points, but it's difficult to explain.
那在这里神创造天地。
So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
那在 beginning 的时候。
So in the beginning,
才, in the beginning, 什么 was word, 对不对？你看那个
So in the beginning was also the word,
对不对？创世纪一章一节
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 1,
这是讲创世哦
Talking about the creation of the world.But in John chapter 1, verse 1,
也是 in the beginning.
It also says that this takes place in the beginning.
John 这里是讲那个救赎。
And in the Gospel of John, it's talking about salvation.
Right. 因为在中文是说起初了，太初有道。
And the Chinese translation, it says in the
beginning.
It refers in the origin or in the very beginning, but it's in the original text, it refers to in the beginning as a time period.
创世纪一章一节的开始的这个字跟约翰福音一章一节是一样的，中文把它翻不一样，这个没办法。
In the Chinese translation, you might find the words they use to translate John chapter 1 verse 1 and Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 differently, but in the text, it is actually the same.
如果你思考在中文的思考，就会吵架。你会说，起初，太初比起初更初。
So if you're trying to use
你用中文来想，那没办法。你用英文、用德文、用西，就是希腊文、希伯来文都是一样的，这个都是这个。
So if you try to use the Chinese translations to think about this, you might be confused because the Chinese translation suggests one is earlier in the point of time. But if you look at all the other languages, including the Greek and Hebrew, it's actually the same text.
那你又加上那个用道德经啊，那个无己身太己，太己身两义，两义身是相，是相身。
And especially if you're thinking in Chinese and then you incorporate teachings in the
无己太己啊，你会用那个去想呢、啊？啊，起初之前就是无己了、啊，那就没戏唱了，就不用再谈了。为什么这个
？And you try to use terminology in the Taoist 道德经 ，and you mix up all the terms in that religion, and then you'll be more confused.
那其实是这个是一样的。
But in actuality, the text in these two passages are the same.
The beginning 其实是一个 term.
So the beginning is a specialized term that is used.
所以你主耶稣来了。
So Jesus has come.
启示里面 beginning 就是耶稣。
So we see that in the beginning of Revelation is Jesus.
好，我们来看一下。
So let's turn to that.
启示录。
In Revelation.
我讲这个，如果你感觉不通，马上可以随时问哈。
If there's any part of this that you feel that is unclear or you don't understand, please ask immediately. I can try to clarify.
我现在只是把几个圣经节把它放在一起。如果你认为说放一起这样不通，也没有关系哦，只是跟大家分享一下。
And I'm just listing these passages together and linking them together. But if you feel that they don't fit together, let me know and that's okay.
因为这讲圣经讲习会嘛，我平常也不太会讲这个，因为这个要牵涉到一些东西就是了。
Because this is a seminar, so if you have questions, please ask. And typically, I don't talk about this as well.
启示录二十一章第六节。
In Revelation chapter 21, verse 6.Revelation chapter 21, verse 6. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts.
主耶稣有很多的事嘛, I am 什么, 对对?
So Jesus here says, I am to many different things.
其中一个是什么?
And one of the things he says,
就是 beginning, 有没有?
He says, I am the beginning.
有哈, 对, 所以耶稣就是这个。若西亚文的话就是阿嘿。
So Jesus says, I am the beginning, and in the Greek, it is this.
就是阿嘿。
阿
嘿。那我们再来看那个哥罗西书，昨天有稍微看过了。
And we can also turn to Colossians, We looked at this briefly yesterday. We can look at chapter 1, verse 16. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him.
创世跟基督是有在这里是连在一起的。
Here we see creation and Christ are linked together. It is connected with the beloved Son.
So this is 在起初或是在太初，就是创造，并且呢，在这里也，啊，从约翰福音来讲，就一个啊，约翰福音的开始也是在起初里面，以这个为开始的。
So we see in the beginning that is when creation took place, and from a standpoint of the Gospel of John, it also begins from the beginning.
创世纪第一章跟约翰福音第一章，你可以比较一下。
You can compare Genesis chapter 1 and John chapter 1.
对，它有内在性的一致。
There is this internal consistency.
好，我们同心默祷。
So let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿们，休息十分钟。
Let's take a 10-minute break.
我刚忘记了。